USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. New evidence shows that a practice known as test to stay works to keep children in classrooms safely, even if they've been exposed to the virus that causes COVID-19, said CDC Director Rochelle Walensky.
In the test to stay protocol, there's increased testing of close contacts after a COVID-19 exposure. And that testing needs to be at least twice during the 7-day period after exposure. If exposed children meet a certain criteria and continue to test negative, they can stay in school instead of quarantining at home.
A federal appeals court is reinstating the Biden administration's vaccine or test mandate for companies with 100 or more employees. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit in Cincinnati made the ruling Friday after the mandate was blocked in November by a lower court. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It is now widely conceded that America's 20-year war in Afghanistan, the longest in our history, was a tragic bungle of monumental proportions. However, we're just beginning to learn that the final phase of the war was disgraceful in its own appalling way. However, Joe Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Friday said we safely and effectively drew down in Afghanistan.
For the first time in 20 years, there are no U.S. troops in harm's way in Afghanistan this holiday season. We safely and effectively drew down our diplomatic presence. We lifted tens of thousands of vulnerable Afghans to safety in a unique American example of capacity, commitment, and sheer logistics.
The Agriculture Department is providing up to $1.5 billion to help school meal programs weather the supply chain crunch, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The NFL is pushing games back as teams deal with a rising number of COVID cases. The Las Vegas Raiders-Cleveland Browns game is moving from Saturday to Monday. The Washington football team versus Philadelphia Eagles and the Seattle Seahawks-Los Angeles Rams game are being pushed back to Tuesday. The Trump administration deliberately undermined the nation's coronavirus response, according to Democratic investigators.
A newly released congressional report says that officials in former President Trump's administration made deliberate efforts to undermine the federal response to COVID-19 when it first arrived early in 2020. According to the report, the officials didn't want the crisis to harm Trump politically. It was released by the House Oversight Committee's Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus. The panel said Trump's administration performed various efforts to influence or downplay the coronavirus outbreak. This included blocking health experts from speaking publicly about the dangers of the virus, playing down testing guidance, attempting to interfere with public health guidelines, and other acts of political interference. The report states that the committee also uncovered evidence showing that Trump White House officials neglected the pandemic response to focus on the 2020 presidential election and promote that the elections were fraudulent. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.